Hello, hello, hello. I'm your Dr. Love hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth! Yes!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood
to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to.
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo
Got goosebumps.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, your Dr. Love, Munoz. And I am so excited today because there's a spirit in the Times Square studio. Now, my Dr. Phil to my Oprah is here with me today. Dr. Zagragan, how are you?
I am doing fantastic this lovely February morning. How are you doing, Munoz?
I am.
Already tongue tied.
listen. It's my sexy new mustache. That's what it is.
I'm digging it.
It's got you all flustered on this very special Valentine's Day episode.
We're going to be talking about what makes you hot and bothered, so we might just well get started early.
Right? Hello. So, folks, for those of you that are just tuning in and don't really know who Dr. Z is, Dr. Z is making money moves and helping all the folks out with hormone balancing, you know, libido health, nutritional health. Dr. Z, give them the 411, or let me just put it this way. Give them the medical terms on what you do for those new people who don't know how fabulous you actually are.
Oh, well, thank you. I love that. But yes, I'm Dr. Zagragan. I have a clinical practice here in Charleston, South Carolina. However, I work with patients all over the country at this point. And my jam is fixing hormones naturally. So I've got a number of degrees and certifications in clinical nutrition, functional medicine, exercise physiology, you name it. I am that dorky kid that likes to learn and read. But if people are out there looking for natural solutions to fatigue, digestive disorders, hormone imbalances, I am your gal.
Yeah, she is our gal. But before we get anywhere, we have to start with Happy National Plum Pudding Day.
Da, 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 da. Sounds very European.
Now, I don't know why the fuck it is National Plum Pudding Day, because plum pudding is also known as Christmas pudding. It's a steamed or boiled pudding usually served during the holiday season. Well, this is the wrong holiday, right? For plum pudding.
I didn't even know what it was.
I'm like, what? Who comes up with these things, folks? I need to talk to that person and set them straight. But moving right along, oh my God, did you know it's Lincoln's birthday today as well?
I did not, but yeah. I do now.
Happy birthday, Abe Lincoln, right? And it's so funny because I also read that, all of the joys of the internet, that it's a legal holiday in some U.S. states, including Arizona, California, Connecticut, Illinois, Missouri, New Jersey, New York. We don't have a holiday here in New York for Lincoln's birthday, do we?
We don't have one in South Carolina either.
I don't get the day off. Well, happy birthday, Lincoln. And moving right along, on this day in gay history, in 1982, Making Love opens nationwide. Producers timed the release of the film with the Valentine's Day weekend. How appropriate. In response to complaints about the film's depiction of gay love, star Harry Hamlin rather precisely comments, "The more radical elements of the gay culture are going to be disappointed by the films coming out now sponsored by the major studios. A lot of these people feel they're way beyond where these films take us. But the more intelligent know there has to be a groundbreaking ceremony, which is what this is." All right. Thanks, Harry Hamlin, for that.
And we've come a long way since then, too, haven't we?
we really have. I mean, with I think there's a Boys in the Band movie coming out, big gay movie. I mean, there's like gay people everywhere. Hello.
I just started watching AJ and the Drag Queen last night, and I love it.
Oh yes, you know what? AJ and the Queen. It takes a little while to get into. Like, you have to get past the first three episodes, I found, but Right? It's that kid. That kid just kind of ruins it for me. though it's all about the kid. But like the first three episodes, she's fucking annoying. But moving right along, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. So last time I was so intrigued with just all of the things that you do that we didn't really get to touch on, like the real nitty gritty about what makes the libido, you know, ripe and ready and hot and horny and all of those things. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you again and bring you back so we can really let the kids know before they head out this Friday night, you know, on what they should do to prepare. So take us there, Dr. Z.
I love it. I like preparation. I also think it's important for us maybe to start with what things can inhibit it, because if you're doing those things, then we can talk about how do we stop it. Because I think the biggest challenge for ladies and the biggest challenge for guys that I've seen when it comes to making your hormones and making that libido all juicy and goosey. So I'd say for the ladies that are out there listening, the biggest challenge to keeping your libido high, I've found, is women that are on birth control. So many women are taking birth control either because their cycle screwed up or because they're trying not to get pregnant. And if we can get ladies off birth control and teach them how to do natural family planning, use other methods, and actually balance their hormones, they're like, holy shit, I didn't even know this was here. I was just having this conversation with a woman just yesterday about how shocked she is at how much she has her libido back now that we've gotten her off her birth control and got her hormones regulated again. Because all these things that we're putting in and on our bodies suppress our body's ability to function normally. So that's one thing that birth control is doing for the ladies a lot of time. So if you're on birth control, don't just quit nitty gritty, you know, like don't just stop if we're trying to not get pregnant.
Yes, for sure.
There is a time and a place for everything. But there's ways that we can do this where I teach women how, if they don't want to get pregnant, how do they recognize their body's signs that they're getting pregnant? There's tools that we can use now. So there's definitely a way that we can do that. So that one's for the ladies.
And like Dorothy said to Rose, condoms, Rose, condoms, condoms, condoms.
That too.
Listen, there's always room for a good Golden Girls reference on this podcast.
Please keep them coming. I heart the Golden Girls. We're actually having a Golden Girls trivia here in Charleston coming up soon, and I'm already signed up for it.
Oh my God, text me all throughout it. I have all the answers.
I'll have to have you on the down low, like texting you, being like, Munoz, what's the answer for this? Because I love the Golden Girls, but I don't know if I will know every single answer. But yes, can we just have you come down and we just go?
I'm more than glad, and I'm just stuttering. You're gonna have to give me something for all this stuttering I'm doing this morning. But no, I don't know where this obsession came from, but it is there, and I know I can almost name episode title and number at this point.
Oh my God, I love you. You need to be my little helper with our trivia so we can win $40 from the local pizza place.
Yes.
Now, that's probably the prize.
Now, I don't think pizza will be good for our libido on Valentine's Day with all that cheese and bread.
Absolutely not.
But we digress. Moving on to the men. What can we, us man's dues, right? Besides the Cialis and the Viagras.
Yes, those are definitely going to get it up, so to speak. But I want to make sure you can get it up all the time and when you'd like to. I think the biggest challenge with men and their libido and erectile dysfunction and everything else is cholesterol. So many men are on cholesterol-lowering drugs these days. They're usually called statin drugs. And the statin drugs, they decrease your cholesterol. But guess what else you need to make that testosterone? Cholesterol. So if you don't have enough cholesterol, a lot of times your testosterone production goes down, libido goes down, erectile dysfunction comes into play. So once again, this doesn't mean stop taking all your drugs, stop taking your cholesterol drugs, but work with a practitioner that can normalize that naturally so you don't have to be on the medications that are lowering them maybe a little too much for you.
Yeah. And so for what we touched on this a little bit the last time you were here with me, for those that aren't on statin drugs that are having ED problems, right? Because I have run into a bunch of, I've dated a bunch of men that talk a big top game, but when we get there, the ish don't work, right? And now I can try to work with you. I am more than happy if you're real sexy to work with you. But if it's not working, you know, because there's two things you can't talk to men about, right? Their dicks and their hair.
Right. And heaven forbid if anybody gets sick. So that's a whole other topic.
Yes, for sure. But like for those out there kind of dealing with non-drug related mm-hmm. problems, what can we do here?
Yeah, I think there's a combination of factors that come into play kind of in the moment. You know, we're thinking Valentine's Day coming up. We're thinking maybe go on out to dinner with our person of interest. I think one of the biggest players as we get older that affects us more for both men and women is alcohol. The more alcohol you drink, the harder it is to kind of get in the mood or even feel like literally feel things. So that's one thing. So watching your alcohol intake would be a biggie. Some of it's mental too. So it's kind of how do you get yourself back in the game, in a head game. And then from an herbal perspective, I have one of my favorite herbs that really does help with this. And this is for men and women. But it's called tribulus. So tribulus is my go-to herb for keeping it up.
Tribulus. It sounds like, do you remember that Star Trek episode with what were they called? The trilobites?
Tribbles.
Yeah, right. Those little furry things. Now, I am no gay nerd, yes. But my brother is a big old nerd, not a hetero nerd. And I used to watch Star Trek, and that's what this sounds like. So, tribulus, it's called?
Tribulus, yes. Tribulus. It's called tribulus.
And what is it?
It helps. It's an herb that helps increase testosterone. If ladies are taking it, it helps give us a lot of my postmenopausal women to help their estrogen stay up, but it helps increase testosterone. It helps with energy and stamina. So I use a lot of this with my athletes. It helps with another hormone called DHEA, which is just energy, mood, stamina. And they've also done research where if men took tribulus over time, they saw body composition changes. So this isn't like a Weight Watchers Jenny Craig magic pill where you can take it and lose weight. But over time, if you take a good enough or therapeutic dose, it can help increase your muscle mass and lower your body fat percentage.
Yes, that's what we like to hear. Trim ding, ding, spa, ding. Baby.
Yes. Now, the biggest thing when it comes to this herb is, you know, there's so much of this on the market. So when it comes to herbs and herbology, you want to make sure you're getting the right part of the plant. You want a good enough dose. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at when it comes into play. So if you're really having some issues and you're looking to utilize some of these herbal options, find someone that actually knows what they're talking about, that can actually point you in the right direction for brands and products, because stuff that's going to work. Because I've had so many patients that have said, I tried it and it didn't work. And I'm like, well, you're taking the wrong part of the plant.
Oh my goodness. So, much like Dr. Z, because Dr. Z is available to you, even though you're not in Charleston, South Carolina. And we're definitely going to give you all her information a little later on in the pod. So that way, if you're really interested in these things, like I am, you can hit her up and you can get your shit together, people, right? Because who doesn't want to have a sexy Valentine's Day, even if you're single out there, right? And you're just doing it for yourself. Right? You still need to get it up, right?
You still need it. Yep. Right? Yep. It's important. And even with tribulus too, for a lot of these herbs, geographic region becomes important. Like where do they source the plant from? Tribulus is one of those. They found that only plants that were grown in areas of Bulgaria and Slovakia had what's called the protodiosins that are needed to actually keep it up. So it's interesting that even where the plant is grown, there must be something with the soil composition in these different places, but that was one of the herbs. You know, there's a number of herbs like that, but that's one of the herbs that specifically where they grow the plant makes a huge, huge difference in what results you're going to receive. I even had a patient, this was fun, this was years and years ago, my poor office manager, I gave him this herb for that reason. And I remember she got this phone call and she knocks tentatively on my office door and sticks her head. And she's like, we'll just say Mr. Jones. She's like, Mr. Jones is on the phone. He said he needs that herb for his penis. She's like, what are you doing in here, 70? And I just kind of chuckled and I said, yep. I said, it must be working. So it really does work. It's not necessarily one that's like Viagra where you take it and 2 seconds later, we've got magic happening. This is one that you would want to kind of keep in your system over time, because once again, it's not just going to make it bigger and keep it up, but it's also going to help over time improve testosterone. Men do go through, I call it menopause. You guys do go through an andropause where hormone production does decrease. So it can help boost all that up for you.
Wow. Now, you may not know anything about this, right? But this just got me thinking along the same lines. Have you ever been in one of those sex shops and you see those like Asian herb pills that are supposed to be like the Asian Viagra? What is that, if you do know, right? Because this is just kind of out of left field, what made me think about like this tribulus, right? Or do you know anything about that? And how
you
that
can throw anything you want at me and we'll roll with it. How about that? You know what? Those packets, typically I have no idea what the hell is in them because they're written in Chinese.
Yeah, so, I feel like horny goat weed is involved or something
well,
like that.
Interestingly enough, horny goat weed does help with, you know, hormone production. So that is one of the ones that could be used. So, you know, it might have tribulus in there, it might have horny goat weed, it might have ashwagandha.
What'd you call me?
Or some... Yep, ashwagandha, boo. Some withania.
That's so my new drag times, name. Ashwagandha.
Keep it fun. a nice adrenal herb, a nice adaptogenic herb there. But yeah, they probably put some of those herbs in. But once again, if it's not a high enough dose for a lot of these herbs, it's interesting that they'll put it in a powder. But traditionally in Chinese medicine, they would have made alcoholic-based tinctures. So even how they're delivering it is different than what you would get if you were over there seeing a Chinese medicine person typically. So once again, the biggest thing is getting herbs that are the right part of the plant, it's the right dosing, and generally taking them on a consistent basis if you really want to fix some stuff.
So a lot of people's issues with getting it up can be mental. And I recently discovered an herbal supplement called GABA to kind of like, it's like a stress reliever. Do you know about GABA and what it does? And is this something that's helpful or not?
Yeah, that one's not herbal. It's more hormonal based. When I work with patients, I prefer to kind of go even more conservative than that, because a lot of times if you start taking your own hormones, neurotransmitters, those types of things, sometimes your body won't make them in high enough levels. So we've got herbs that will do very similar things for de-stressing, for lowering cortisol. Ashwagandha is one of those fantastic herbs. Eleuthero, rhodiola, ginseng, those are all fantastic herbs to do it. I've used GABA with patients before. Typically for things like that, I like to use those short term where they're not on them for very long periods of time, where the herbs you can stay on usually longer periods of time and not get that, well, now I need more, or you're not affecting the ability for your body to make its own hormones.
Oh, so I didn't even realize it was not herbal supplement, right? Because it just says supplement on the bottle. You know, someone was like, here, try this out. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. And this is why there are people like me out there. And the bigger challenge too is we in our country, we can buy hormones over the counter. In many countries, you can't. You know, you can buy melatonin, you can buy DHEA. You know, I'll use those things in clinical practice. I will use DHEA. DHEA is a precursor for making energy in your hormones too. But the problem that I have with people can go on Amazon and buy these products and the doses are extremely high. They're like 3, 4, 5 times what your body would produce on a daily basis. So when I'm working with patients, I want to use those kind of products as kind of like the kickstand or the training wheels. So the way that I explain it to patients is you might not be making all of your hormones. So we're going to put on these training wheels. So I might give you some of the hormone, but I'm going to give it to you in an amount lower than what your body would produce, because I want your body to stimulate its own production of those. I don't want to use this product like a drug where we're now, you know, dependent on it. So that's a very different philosophy than what you might see out there. So the goal is that we put the training wheels on, we balance the body over, you know, a few months, maybe, you know, 6 months up to a year, and then we start taking the training wheels off. And the idea is that when I take those training wheels off, you don't need to keep taking those products. The body's like working on its own. So that's just a difference in philosophy, and that's how I work with my patients. So, you know, I don't give them stuff to take forever.
Yeah, and I think we want, I would assume that I speak for all the listeners out there, that we want our bodies working on our own. We want, for lack of a better term, both men and women to be able to get hard-ons no problem, you know?
Absolutely.
And to get it done, especially on this hallmark holiday of Valentine's Day, you know? But before we get any further because this is super fascinating and I am all hot and bothered. I'm going to take you out to your favorite part, my favorite part, and their favorite part of the pod, a little bit of food news update.
Food news
update. Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready.
Girl, spill the tea.
News update.
White Castle is once again offering reservations for its extra as hell Valentine's Day dinner.
My parents are from the Midwest, so I am very familiar with White Castles. The fact that they take reservations just always cracks me up.
I didn't realize White Castle ever took reservations. I also grew up with White Castle. We'd go every day, every Wednesday after like elementary school. My mom would take us to get like, you know, those square burgers.
The baby squares.
Yeah. Oh my God. They're so delicious. They're so, now all I want is a White Castle burger.
I know. They have them frozen and my mom says they just don't taste the same.
Oh no. Isn't that, yeah, they serve them in the freezer aisle at your supermarket. Oh my God. I wonder how many points that is on the Weight Watchers scale. So obviously, what more explanation does this need? The slider serving chain is doing it up big for Valentine's Day once again. And at participating White Castles, you can expect a traditional Valentine's Day dinner with hostess seating, tableside service, and the whole freaking place decked out in festive decor. Thank you, delish.com. And if you look at all these past Instagrams, they really do it up here. There's like wine glasses. White Castle got fancy for a minute, you know? You can get something called an Express Your Love, also known as breakfast sliders for two, as well as a chocolate strawberry milkshake. Yes. But that's not what I want when I go to White Castle.
Are they serving booze to go with those burgers?
It looks like this man has a beer in his hand in this Instagram photo. So
BYOB.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not opposed to a little booze in a Coke bottle, you know.
Bring your own plastic bag.
Oh my God. White Castle expects to serve a special V-Day experience to 30,000 people in 13 states on Valentine's Day. You can make a reservation at participating restaurants through OpenTable.com. Wow, even on OpenTable, they got fancy.
That's very fancy. So fancy. So fancy, White Castle.
I don't know about you, Dr. Z, but I am definitely here for this.
I'm going to pass on this one.
People are making chicken nugget bouquets for Valentine's Day. Dr. Z can't keep it together.
That? Do you have a photo for me? I need to see a picture.
I mean, it's
a
literally
chicken nugget bouquet.
It's literally McDonald's chicken nuggets on skewers wrapped in like cellophane.
Oh my gosh. Is this their response to keeping up with White Castle?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's just McDonald's, just the photo I'm looking at is, it looks like McDonald's chicken nuggets because there's the boot and the star there I see. But, you know, I've seen people like Rachel Ray always talks about giving her husband a sausage bouquet, which I don't know if there's subliminal messaging there, Rachel Ray, but I'm here for it for Valentine's Day. People do all sorts of weird things, but this is the first I've heard of people making chicken nugget bouquets for their loved ones for Valentine's Day. How do you feel about this?
That's a new one for me too. I guess at least it's protein-based as opposed to a bunch of sugar.
I mean, well, depending where you're getting those chicken nuggets from, at least.
Hopefully it's real chicken.
Yeah, and not pink glop, right?
Pink glop or soy, yes.
Or soy or plastic or, you know. Folks out there, I just thought this was really hysterical and ridiculous on this, our Valentine's Day episode. And why not? A little different. You know, throw some fries in there. Look it up. It's something different. And why not, right? Why the hell not? You can now buy heart-shaped boxes filled with fireball shooters for Valentine's Day. Talk about getting me in the mood, Dr. Z.
you might want to get in the mood, but you might not get it up. So watch how many you do. That's going to be my take on that one.
This is great. There's a lot of those airplane bottles in this heart-shaped box. And the heart-shaped box says, chocolate is for amateurs.
I like how they're stepping up their game, though. You know, I think, what was it, in the 1800s that Cadbury started this whole chocolate giving idea by doing the heart-shaped boxes and putting Cupids and the rosebuds on them and everything else. And that's, I think, where the commercialization of this holiday of a saint that was killed started. But it's interesting how everyone has kind of done their own take on it, for sure.
Really. And I think correct me if I'm wrong here, I didn't do the research, but I would venture to say that Cadbury commercial, you know, that buck, 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 meow, meow, that one that's been running for a million years has to be the longest running successful commercial in television history at this point.
Probably. Yeah. It'd be interesting to do the research on that one, but yeah, probably. So Cadbury marketers are genius. They've been geniuses since the 1800s.
I mean, that them and Kay Jewelers, right? We wouldn't have the engagement ring without Kay Jewelers. That's but right. What more is there to say? There's a liquor store in Maryland that's selling these things called Vlamis Liquors. Shout out to you. I don't know. But it's Fireball specific, so I'm sure you'll be able to find this elsewhere. And it's a heart-shaped box full of those airplane bottles of Fireball. It looks like there's a good, I want to say 10 bottles in here. I wonder what this retail... Oh, yeah, it's a 10-pack, but it doesn't say what it retails for. Obviously, I'm here for a little cinnamon whiskey, but not so much that I can't get it up. What do you think?
Fantastic. I love it. Enjoy. And with as many bottles, they're portable too.
Hello. You could bring them to White Castle for your Valentine's Day dinner and have them pre-make a chicken nugget. I think they have chicken fries at White Castle. A chicken fry bouquet. Oh my God. I think that was the best melding ever of Food News Update.
I love it.
And with that, I'm going to just take us out of this most ridiculous Food News Update. Folks, I wish you could see Dr. Z. We are, you know, when I have guests come on that live in different states and different parts of the world, you know, we video conference. Thank you, Zoom.us. Also not a sponsor. One day, I'm just willing it into the universe that one of these peoples come out and support me. But Dr. Z is just red-faced in hysterics about all of this. And I really wish you could all see this. But I stopped the video recording. So I'll just have to leave it to your imagination. But back to foods that make you go, I found something, thank you, Cosmopolitan Magazine, that said maca is really good. And allegedly thought to be a natural Viagra. Do you know anything about maca?
Yeah, you can add that into the diet. I'll have patients add it into shakes and different foods.
What is it?
It's a root. It's one, it doesn't have a lot of taste, I've found. So it's one that you kind of have to add into things. So adding to a smoothie, that kind of thing. I don't think it's one that you're going to take and all of a sudden libido is going to go up, because with a lot of these foods, just like even turmeric, you know, that can help with inflammation, a whole bunch of other things, but you have to get enough of it on a daily dose to actually have those therapeutic type benefits. So once again, that's, I think, where either doing foods every single day or doing specific doses of herbology will probably be in your highest interest to really get the job done.
All right. But like, okay, fine. But these, but the kids out there, right? My fan base. So what were we calling them? The mouthers, the gummers, I forget. At one point, the girls from the Minority Report named my followers, but I don't remember what they named them. You know, we're days away. We're just days away from the big day. right? So last minute preparations, what should we be doing?
I think the biggest thing would also be to really look at how much sugar and foods that are inflammatory, because that can definitely impede how well you feel things. How well, like, just think about it this way. If you're trying to get your sexy on and you feel all bloated and not good, that can get in your mental space, or you're not going to feel like, I don't feel my sexiest today. So doing things that are good for the body, trying to avoid alcohol as much as possible, kind of laying low on the sugar. We know we might get that box of chocolates, but don't be eating that all the way up to Valentine's Day. Laying low on like gluten and dairy. Those are going to be the biggies as far as overall things you could do on a daily basis that are pretty easy to do.
I didn't realize that sugar is, well, I know sugar is an issue and sugar all around is like, we don't need it, right? But I didn't realize that sugar also can impede this whole libido factor as well.
Yeah, anytime we have inflammation in the body, that can impede libido. I mean, it can impede so many things, but libido is definitely one of those where that can have that trickle-down effect.
So sugar causes inflammation of a what sort? Sorry, I don't know.
No, it's okay. Yeah, that's why we have these chats. Sugar increases systemic inflammation. That means inflammation in the entire body. I put people through detox programs where, it's 3 weeks with no sugar, no grains, no dairy. And it's amazing, even people that eat pretty clean, how well they feel afterwards. It might be, if you've got inflammation in your joints, you just think about like not being able to make a fist, or just your knees might bother you for, not any real reason. Anytime there's inflammation in the body, you can start to feel it. It might be a headache. It might be libido issues. It might be, just your gut not feeling well. So it can come in a variety of symptoms for people, but those are probably the most common ones.
All right. You learned something. You know what? We are here to educate the people, Dr. C. And every time you send me a little Dr. Z's 101 or even our last conversation, my mind is just reeling for days. I love it. Right. And I love that you and I have made this connection. I kind of want to get back to this Cosmo list though, just for a second, because who doesn't love a good Cosmo list?
What else Cosmo got on there?
Cosmo's the end all be all, if you didn't realize, Phil. Cosmo's saying pumpkin is good for stamina. How did we feel about that?
I could see that. Pumpkin's got so many nutrients, a lot of B vitamins, so that makes sense. I can roll with that.
All right. And now champagne is on the list, and you just told us to stay away from alcohol. And I'm going to have to fight you a little bit on that, because how am I supposed to take advantage of you if I can't sauce you up a little?
I mean, enjoy your champs, but just don't get too saucy.
All right. Good advice. Drink responsibly. Celery. Now, we all know that your hostess with the mostest is on this celery juice diet. And every day, all day, me and my celery and turmeric. And I've just started adding super greens, the super greens powder to it.
I love it.
Just to get a little bit more.
Yeah. Do you throw some cayenne in there?
No, should I be?
Throw a little spice. That's like one of our aphrodisiacs.
Oh!
Sprinkle it on.
Tell me all about it.
Sprinkle it on. Those peppers with the capsaicin, they release some heat and some hotness. So throw that in your daily mix.
Okay. And so apparently Cosmo says that celery has a lot of androstenone, did I say that right? Which is a male pheromone that women can find attractive in men. Oh my God, do I have to stop drinking this celery juice because all these women are going to be chasing me down?
Please send me the video of all the ladies chasing you down the street in New York, okay? I want to see that one. Also, celery is a natural anti-inflammatory, so that's a fantastic one. I love celery.
All right, garlic. Nobody wants garlic right before they're doing the nasty.
I love garlic.
I love garlic too.
Garlic is so good. It's anti-inflammatory. It's antimicrobial, meaning that it's, kills bugs and bacteria and fungus in your gut. So that's a real good one. And it keeps the vampires away.
All right. Pine nuts. Nuts in all form, I think, I keep finding, are on all these aphrodisiac lists.
I mean, you look like a man that likes a good nut.
Oh. Where's my drum kit?
You're welcome. I did take one class of improv classes, so.
Oh my God.
Watch
out. Yeah, watch out. She's coming for my gig, y'all. Ginseng.
That's a good one. That's one that I already mentioned. Ginseng's another fantastic one for not only libido, but boosting the adrenal glands. So that helps with energy, stamina, hormone production.
All right, we're going to end this list shortly, but I'm picking the most interesting one, saffron.
Saffron, the most expensive spice in the world.
Yeah, right? But what are they saying here about saffron? They say that saffron has an impressive evidence effect on sex, on your sex drive. Saffron's history as an aphrodisiac dates back to Cleopatra, who reportedly bathed in saffron milk for its aphrodisiac qualities. Yeah, she was a big old slut. You're a dirty little slut, Sibylan. Apparently, saffron also helps increase sperm motility in infertile men. Yeah. And look at that. Who knew?
I haven't heard that one. I'll have to look that one up. That one's interesting. Saffron we can add to stir fries if we're making some rice or any kind of grains. So we can kind of infuse it into the foods.
Actually, hearkening back to Rachel Ray for a minute and life, I used to work at an Italian restaurant that used to make the best just spaghetti and garlic and olive oil. And I could never figure out, it's so simple. And I could never figure out why it was so delicious. I just didn't. And then I was watching Miss Ray one day and she threw some saffron in some chicken stock and then tossed the spaghetti in that right before it was done. So it absorbed it. I think she called it golden spaghetti and garlic and oil. And that was the trick, the saffron. It was so delicious. So if you're looking for a way to use saffron and you're eating carbs, so you can't be homosexual, try that out. You know, thank you to Cosmo once again, because as I said before, they are the authority on everything. But before we move on, do you have any like crazy Valentine's Day stories? We didn't even get into, do you even like Valentine's Day?
Yes, I have a few. I'm not a huge fan of Valentine's Day, just for the fact that I hate the commercialization of a holiday. And I guess part of me, the frugal person in me, doesn't want to spend five times the dollar amount for something. And I'd much rather have for a rest, like a date, I'd much rather have a quiet, quaint place as opposed to your food coming out burnt and everything else. So I appreciate everyone that does love it, but I'm of the person that would rather sit at home and have dinner cooked for me on that day. But anyway, the last Valentine I had a few years ago was interesting because he was totally into Valentine's Day. Cards and taking out and gift giving and everything else. So I knew he wanted to do something. So I said, okay, I'm going to get a gift. I'm going to, you know, kind of zhuzh this up this time. And apparently he had run out of funds by the end of January and didn't have enough money to either take me out for Valentine's Day or get me a gift or hell, even make a card, which is free. Right?
God, why are you terrible, men? Men, why are you so terrible?
So I ended up taking us out for Valentine's Day. I had already bought him a gift. And when we got home after said dinner, I tried to give him the gift. He would not accept my gift because he didn't have one to give me in return. And I think I said something lines of, look, asshole, this is for you and this is your day. So please open the damn gift.
What was it?
It was a pair of tennis shoes because he wanted to start playing tennis with me. So I bought him the shoes and a racket so we could play tennis together.
Oh, what a lovely gift. I love that. Oh, my God. Men. Well, let me tell you, I've only ever had two Valentines my entire life. And the last one I had, now, granted, this was a little bit my fault. I understand that it's a two-way street. Right, because we said we really weren't doing anything for Valentine's Day. But, you know, the men come into my life a little seldomly. And so I was excited. I got a little overzealous. And I thought it would be cute if I sent him a singing telegram. So I hired my friend Justin, shout out Justin Quackenbush, to go to his job. And I paid him to sing the "Hello, my baby, hello, my honey, hello, my ragtime gal," right? Top hat, tux, and all. I went, the boy was an artist, so I went down to the flower district and I got the most expensive, beautiful calla lilies. I think they're called Picassos because they're like white and purple. They're like a gradient.
Gorgeous.
Stunning, stunning. And so he delivered this to this boy at work. It was great. All right. Apparently there's video of him crying. You know, beautiful, right? Boyfriend goals. Who's better
than me? I love that. I would love a gift like that.
So he ends up saying that he's going to come over after work. So I run out and I get, I go to Lush and I get like bath bombs, sexy, expensive bath bombs, right? Doing it up. The man couldn't even buy me a Whitman's, like, you know, like a Duane Reade Whitman's. I know we said we weren't doing anything, but you couldn't just stop at Duane Reade and like pick up a box, like a $5 box. Nothing. Nothing.
I would have been happy with a handwritten card that Valentine's Day from that man.
Oh my God, Valentine's Day. Ugh. Oh my goodness. What a great, great little Valentine's Day session to inspire the people out there to get sexy. I know that you have a program that you need to plug to help the kids out there. And I want to give you that time to do that. So take it away, Dr. Z.
Thanks. Yeah, I've got a detox program coming up. So if you have been overindulging this holiday season or want to kind of clean everything out or lower the inflammation, it's a group program. So it'll be all online. So it doesn't matter where you live. And I'm doing a special for all of Munoz's listeners. So I'm giving you guys $25 off the program. You can go to my website to check it out. It's drzagragon.com. And if you check out with the program in the cart, use coupon code in your mouth for $25 off the program. I'd love to help you out. And this is a way that we can connect more and help you reach your health goals. So I'm happy to help.
I love that. Did you hear that all? We got a coupon code in your mouth. One word. Is that one word or all separate?
One word.
One word. Okay. Okay. I love that you are my Dr. Phil, the Dr. Phil to my Oprah. It brings me so much joy every time we have an interaction or I have some crazy idea that I email you about and I'm like, yo, Dr. Z, would you do this? And you're like, yeah, or email me something. I love that our relationship is blossoming. And I can't thank you enough for being here today with me to, you know, educate the kids on their libidos and you know, inspire the people and get people healthy out there.
It is my pleasure. And I hope it will be everyone's pleasure in a few days.
Yeah. I love it. Any last minute tidbits or tips for them out there before we close out and say goodbye?
Oh, I'll give just a tip. But my tip is just enjoy yourselves, guys. Have fun. Don't be too serious about it. And just do your thing. Yes. Y'all have fun out there. Yes.
And if you're alone these holidays, much like I am, you know, go out to the bar, get off Tinder, get off Grindr, get off the apps and go out. There's nothing wrong with going out by yourself. Even if you don't drink, go out to the bar and have a mocktail. All sorts of bars are doing crazy mocktails now. So it's easy to go out, meet people in real time. Or you know what? If you don't want to be bothered and you just want to do it for yourself, there's that, for you ladies out there, there's that Hitachi massager that I hear is the bomb.com with all the attachments. And men, well, you know how to handle it. And you know what? If you want to feel like it's a stranger, use the other hand. Same with that. I really want to say thank you again to Dr. Zagragan for all the tips, the tricks, and information. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. If you want to find Dr. Zagragan on Instagram, you can go to
Dr. Zagragan.
Okay. At Dr. Zagragan. And you can go to, I think it's www.drzagragan.com. That's Z-G-R-A-G-G-E-N.com. And don't forget to use the code in your mouth if you want to go on her detox plan. I think I may be doing it myself, peoples. So without you all out there, I would be nothing. So as always, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth. Oh.